the Connect Kindness podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
In this episode, we interview Allison Silberman, the CEO of Stupid Cancer. They empower adolescents and young adults affected by cancer by connecting them to age-appropriate resources and peers who get it.
We learn all about how Allison got involved with the organization, as well as the programs that Stupid Cancer offers the adolescents and young adult community, also known as the AYA community. Allison opens up about how her brother's bout with cancer fuels her passion to help AYAs who are going through the exact same thing. Allison has dedicated her life to helping others, and we really enjoyed our conversation today. This episode of the Connect Kindness podcast is brought to you by a very special book that has a personal connection with today's episode. Imagine Humans of New York-styled storytelling, which chronicles the lives of 15 people's emotional trauma and challenges impacted by cancer. Author, entrepreneur, and cyclist fundraiser David Richmond lost his sister to brain cancer and experienced his own fight and challenges. After those experiences, he began to organize fundraisers and embark on a journey to find 15 compelling human stories to explore the traumas and events that shaped the way people dealt with emotions of cancer. After interviewing people for more than 2 years, David wrote Cycle of Lives to share their stories with the hope of helping to start the conversation about the emotional aspects of trauma caused by cancer. In his new book, Cycle of Lives, 15 People's Stories, 5,000 Miles, and a Journey Through the Emotional Chaos of Cancer, David unearths the overlooked personal and family challenges that people go through when living through cancer. He shares compelling stories from doctors, nurses, patients, survivors, loved ones, and even personal antidotes. A beautiful thing is that the profits from this book will go towards cancer-related charities that are featured in Cycle of Lives. This includes Stupid Cancer, the organization in today's episode. Cycle of Lives is available on Amazon and anywhere books are sold. You can learn more about Cycle of Lives by visiting David's website, david-richman.com. That's david-richman.com. Without further ado, this is our interview with Allison Silberman, the CEO of Stupid Cancer.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast today, Allison. Can you share with our listeners what is Stupid Cancer and what needs do you guys serve?
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you guys today. Here at Stupid Cancer, our mission is to empower all those adolescents and young adults impacted by cancer by ending isolation and building community. We offer a lifeline to the entire AYA community by connecting them with age-appropriate resources and with others who get it.
Great. Can you please share the backstory of Stupid Cancer and how you got involved?
Sure. Well, Stupid Cancer was originally founded by an AYA cancer survivor who recognized while he was going through his own treatment that there were no resources or support for young people battling this disease and the unique needs that they have. For adolescents and young adults in their particular stage in life and development, AYAs often face higher rates of bankruptcy and financial toxicity due to their diagnoses and treatment. They have concerns about fertility and reproductive health. We see higher rates of depression and mental health impacts and, of course, disruptions to educational or career goals because of their diagnosis and their treatments. Studies have also shown that AYAs report poor long-term health outcomes due to their treatments. There's indications that the cancers that AYAs have are biologically different than other age demographics, yet there are few clinical trials that study this specific age group. So Stupid Cancer was created to fill this void. We're here to connect AYAs with cancer to a larger community and build a community for everyone that's impacted by this disease to show them that they're not alone. I originally came to the organization last July. I've been in public service and nonprofit throughout my career, but cancer patient advocacy is really personal to me. About 14 years ago, my younger brother was diagnosed with stage 4 Ewing sarcoma at the age of 25. And at that time, around the time that Stupid Cancer was forming, there were very few options for Bobby to connect with other young people with cancer. Despite being surrounded by people who loved him and wanted to support him and help, he often felt alone. in the way and the challenges that young people with cancer face. He was often the youngest person in the waiting room, surrounded by people twice his age, or he was the oldest person in the waiting room, staring at cartoons on the walls, and he just never felt like he fit in. And so that's what Stupid Cancer does. We create a space for all of those young people to fit in and find community.
That's just beautiful. I appreciate you sharing your personal story with us. So there's a space that you guys are definitely trying to avoid. What programs do you guys offer to help them out?
We offer a menu of online and in-person programs for patients, for caregivers, for really everybody that is touched by AYA cancer. Obviously, now we're currently all online due to COVID, but we hope to and are planning to resume a lot of our in-person programming when it's safe. We host webinars. They're free online presentations or panels led by subject matter experts on a range of topics that are important to the AYA community. We have our newest program called Stupid Cancer Stories, which launched last year. It's a multimedia program that connects members of the community through the power of storytelling via our online story library and open mic events. We have our tried and true Stupid Cancer meetups. These are social gatherings that support our mission of ending isolation by bringing people together. We host them online at least twice a week, and eventually we'll be doing them again in person. These are casual meetings, no agenda, no support group. It's just about connection. And finally, our signature event, CancerCon. It is the largest gathering of the AYA community. It's a weekend of content, of educational content, of social activities. And it really has been a life-changing event for so many people out there.
That's fantastic. You guys sound like y'all are doing some amazing things. I know you said you started with this nonprofit in 2019, and here we are in 2020. Has so many challenges. There's so many challenges of running a nonprofit, but specifically this year, how has this landscape impacted you guys, and what are y'all doing moving forward?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of impacts in 2020. As an organization that is charged with bringing people together, the self-imposed isolations and the mandated quarantines has really been a challenge for us. We've seen increased anxiety across the board in our community. We've pivoted all of our programming online, and luckily it's been a fairly seamless process. And the upside is that we've been able to reach more people because we're online. We've beefed up our social presence and our interactions. But of course, we've lost that one-on-one connection with people, that in-person connection. We're always concerned about those folks that are out there that don't know that there are resources available to support them. So I think, that kind of the in-person, the meaningful in-person connection has been challenging, and trying to recreate that online has certainly been an interesting process. I think the second piece that as an organization, both board and staff, have really started to focus on this year is taking a look at our role in the health equities and health disparity space, and what can we do for the AYA community. We consider AYAs an underserved community as a whole. We know that the treatments are not specific to their age group, the diagnoses are not specific to their age group, and a lot of the support that they are looking for are not adequate. But within this underserved community, there is the further underserved health disparities issue that we need to focus on. So we've really taken a look at how we're approaching that and what we're doing to address health disparities, people of color, the LGBTQ community within the AYA space, and figuring out what it is that we can do to further support those individuals in their treatment and survivorship.
I feel you whenever you say that you lost that personal touch, because I am a very personal person. Like, I love people. I need to be around people. And Tim can even tell you, like, when the pandemic started, I even struggled. It sucks not being able to hug your loved ones or just be around, your team that you're normally used to all the time. But I do think, like, Zoom and FaceTime have become my best friends throughout this whole process. Being able to see people and see their smiles and whatnot, it has been something that has been heartwarming, through this crazy year, right?
2020. Yeah, absolutely.
But I know that everyone has like this vision moving forward. This is our goals. This is what we're going to achieve. And what would you say Stupid Cancer's visions are?
I think that thinking big picture overall is to ensure that every young person diagnosed with cancer has an outlet to connection and support. I think more specifically, we are looking to elevate those needs of the AYA community. Like I said, AYAs are an underserved community in the healthcare setting, and there are too few resources and treatment that are not specific to their biological and psychosocial needs. And of course, within that, elevating the needs of the underserved, as we've been saying, and looking at ways that we can address those inequities, to create programming to support patients and their families, as well as work with institutions, healthcare professionals, and other partners to create systematic change.
Are you guys thinking about just incorporating them into the organization, like bringing in the health, the doctors, like just kind of streamlining the whole process just within your organization?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, like, you know, when we talk about the AYA community for so long, we've been really focused on the patients and on the caregivers. But we know that there are so many more people involved in a patient's care. Obviously, there's the oncologist and the oncology nurse that's involved with them, but the social workers, other healthcare professionals that touch their lives, as well as friends and loved ones, and the impact that friends and loved ones can have on a patient's survivorship, on their ongoing treatment. So it's really expanding this definition of community to include everybody that's been touched, and bringing everybody to the table to look at the way that we are addressing a lot of the issues that I spoke about earlier that AYAs face.
Allison, if there's one piece of advice that you could give to anyone about life, about running a nonprofit, what would that be? No pressure. Okay.
Oh boy. I think from the work that we're doing at Stupid Cancer, one of the greatest benefits we have is that there are so many other wonderful organizations, so many institutional partners and pharmaceutical partners and industry partners who are truly invested in this. And collaboration is key. So many great nonprofits, so many other groups doing great work. It's hard to work at a nonprofit. It's hard to start a nonprofit, especially in this climate. And so finding groups that have similar visions and goals and working with them is really the best way to go about it. You know, we're stronger when we work together and bring together our resources to meet a common goal. If you have to have a real passion for the community that you work for, as I said before, it's personal to me. It's personal to so many people that I work with. I wish Stupid Cancer was around when my brother was sick and could have found his people.
That's beautiful. That is great, great advice. I mean, together we are stronger, and leaning on those people and not thinking that you can do everything on your own. I've said this before, it would be very difficult for me to do this without Crystal, and I think vice versa. And then, you know, leaning on just everyone that we've met, and I think it's definitely important.
I love what you said, finding your people. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what everyone is trying to do. I love that. So for the listeners that are wanting to get involved with Stupid Cancer or just really just appreciate your work, how can they get involved with you guys?
Sure. Well, you can visit our website, stupidcancer.org, and of course, follow us on social at Stupid Cancer. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We communicate and share a lot of information that way. I did also want to add, and maybe this is a bit of a shameless plug, but you know, thinking about the 89,000 plus young adults who will face a diagnosis this year, this has an immediate impact, not just on those individuals and their loved ones, but on our healthcare system and the economies that support them. So I think it's really an issue that we all need to be concerned with, and it's an issue that we all need to be familiar with. So for people who want to learn more and understand more from the personal experience, if you are lucky enough to have never been touched by cancer or AYA cancer, I would recommend a book called Cycle of Lives by David Richmond, who is also a Stupid Cancer board member and caregiver himself. He chronicles the stories of 15 different individuals who are impacted by cancer and a bike journey he takes across the country. And it's a really beautiful way of hearing from survivors and understanding what it's like to go through a diagnosis and treatment, or to hold somebody's hand as they're doing that. So that's my shameless plug.
We love shameless plugs. Well, thank you so much, Allison, for sharing with us more about Stupid Cancer. It was a pleasure visiting with you, and keep on doing the amazing things for the AYA community.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.